Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Elu Nishmas, Ar V'Yakushom, Aleha Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Lamed Dalet. In the top of the Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Hilchos HaKanachmani, referring to Abaye. So Rashi brings, the why is Abaye called Nachmani? So says Rashi, Tal Shem Shiraba Bar Nachmani Gidil Abaye Bebeisoy. Rabbi Nachmani raised Abaye, and many of the Mefarshim bring Abaye was his nephew. He raised him in his house. V'lim de Torah Shaya Yosef, because he was an orphan. He siyoi shem aviv Nachmani. So he gave him the name of his father called Nachmani. Meaning Rashi learns that Abaye's name is Abaye. But the rabbi who raised him gave him a nickname. He called him in the name of his father, Nachmani. That's the shita of Rashi. Many of the achronim bring here in the sugyo. Rav Hager brings it. And the Maritz Chayes mentions it. And interesting, the Ksav Sefer brings in the name of his father. But really the Makar is the Aruch. The Aruch argues in Rashi. The Aruch learns that the name of Abaye was Nachmani. That was his real name. But he was going with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that when other people have a name like the name of one's father, he may not call these people in the name of his father, even though he's not referring to his father. But a person is not allowed to use the name of the father to name somebody else. So Rabbah couldn't call Abaye in the name Nachmani, because Nachmani was the name of his father. So how did he call Abaye? He gave him a nickname. The nickname of Abaye was Abaye, because Abaye is Loshon father. In other words, instead of calling Abaye with his real name Nachmani, which you can't do it according to the Shita in the Rishonim that says that you're not allowed to call somebody in the name of the father. So the Rabbah had no choice but to call the son that he raised, to call him Abaye, and that was a nickname instead of calling him Nachmani. So it comes out, according to Rashi, his name was Abaye, and he nicknamed him Nachmani. Abdur Rabbi called him the name of his father. And according to the Aruch, it was the opposite. His name was Nachmani, and he called him Abaye in order not to use the name of his father. There's another way that's brought down in the Ariza and Shai Gigulim. That the reason Abaye is called Abaye is not because of the father of Rabbah, but because of his own father. Because he brings, when a person is chayav in Gilgul and he dies, when he has a son, then his shama is mizgalgil, rolls into the son. So Abaye, when his father died, Abaye was born. So Abaye got the neshama of his father. So that's why Abaye is called Abaye, because he has the neshama of his father. Abaye means not the father of Rabbah. Abaye means the father of Abaye himself. He has the neshama of his father, so he's called Abaye. So you have to say, according to Ariza, Salchoy goes with Rashi's Shita, that the reason why we call him Nachmani here in our Gemara, that was a nickname the rabbi gave him to call him the name of his own father. But the reason why he was called Abaye usually because of the name of his father, meaning that he's called Abaye because he's holding on, he's carrying the neshama of his father. That's the name Abaye, special name that Abaye has. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.